from Anshe Sfar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Ekev, why the second paragraph of Shema. I've noticed something disturbing that in some movements in Judaism, they've started to skip the second paragraph of Shema, and you wonder why. But it's not just for others, but also for ourselves. We need to understand, why do we say the second paragraph of the Shema? After all, it's so similar. The Talmud, in trying to parcel out what's the difference between the first and the second paragraph, why would one paragraph have precedence over the other? Why do we read one before the next? The Talmud says, well, maybe one has learning and teaching and doing, but the other one doesn't. The Talmud says, no, that's not true. Finally, the only difference they saw was that the first paragraph is to learn and to teach and to do, and the second paragraph is only to teach and to do. But look at all the similarities. You have the love of God is mentioned in both. You have the notion of the learning Torah, tefillin, mezuzah, teaching to our children. So many similarities. What is new in the second paragraph? Well, the idea of avoda, that you should worship God, perhaps avoda shebelev, perhaps you should daven to God. That's new in the second paragraph. But what else? The first and second paragraph are contrasted between ava and yira, love of God. And while the second paragraph does mention love, it also says lo'avdo, to worship God. And that's more of the fear factor. Also, second paragraph says if we don't do the right thing, then we'll be chased out of the land. So that is also a fear factor. So there's worship of God out of love and out of fear. We start with the love. We also mention worshiping God out of fear as well. But then I saw something from Rabbi David Zvi Hoffman. He said that if you look in the second paragraph, it's really telling us that, you know, watch out, kids. You know, you don't want to try this at home. You know, if you don't worship God, you don't love God with all of your heart and all of your soul, then in fact, what happens? You'll be wasted from the land. So it turns out, says Rabbi David Zvi Hoffman, it's a simple point, but I think it's one we don't always realize, that on the mezuzah are two different types of paragraphs. One is to affirm our basic beliefs, that we love God, that we love the one God, that we're obsessed with God, that God, despite being sometimes Elohim, Elokeinu, our judge, he's one, he's always our merciful God. We love him no matter what, even if he takes our lives. That's the first paragraph. But the second paragraph says, and kids, and we say to ourselves, if we don't do the right thing, bad things will happen. It's an admonishment. It's a warning. We put on our mezuzah, we put on our hearts, we tell our children, do the right thing. Follow the Torah. Learn the Torah. Learn it well. Because if not, there are consequences. This idea that we have important lessons to tell our children that have consequences. We're preaching wisdom, we're preaching Torah to our children, worship of God, love of God, because we say, guys, it's good for you. L'tov lanu kol yamim, as we said at the end of Vayechanan, last week's parsha, it's good for us all the days, on our mezuzot, on our hearts, and the teaching to our children. We not only teach the fundamentals of what is true, our God, the loving God, to give our lives for God, that we should love and be obsessed with God in everything we do. But we also tell them the consequences. That what happens if not? What happens if you don't do it? One might even argue it's not a punishment, it's just a consequence. The consequence of being out of touch with God is a life of confusion. The consequence of not worshiping God is a life of ingratitude. The consequence of not loving God and loving everything about life is a life misery, a life in which you don't appreciate the very life you've been given. What do we tell our kids? What do we put on our very doorposts? On the one hand, we put the fundamental lessons of life, the love of God. At the same time, we also, there's a little bit of a tooth there. There's some teeth to it. There's a sense that it's not just a nice thing. But if we don't go on the right path, sometimes the wrong path has consequences. It has consequences we can't anticipate. But then this warning can be taken in different ways. Before the Jews ever were lost and wasted from the land of Israel, in the days of Joshua, days of King Hezekiah, the paragraph was saying, you better watch out. You may be wasted from the land. After it's destroyed, after the temple was destroyed, after we were exiled, it still has meaning because it says, if you don't follow, you'll be lost from the land. But as the Ramban, based on the Sifri, says, but continue to worship God so that the mitzvot will be familiar to you when you come back. Laman yibui mechem, so that you can continue to have length of days on the land which God promised our ancestors, even in the end of days, when we were revived from the dead, we'll come back to the land of Israel. This paragraph has meaning before we were in exile, and has meaning now that we've been in exile as well. Rabbis have an additional meaning that they say, that leman yirbui mechem, al adama, you could have length of days even outside Israel. If you go to shul early, you stay late in shul in the evening, you can continue to have length of days on the land, on the earth, even not in Israel, because doing the right thing, having a life of learning Torah, devotion to God, it'll lengthen our days, whether in Israel or even outside of Israel as well. Thanks for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Elmeth Congregation for our discussion of Parashat Ekev. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parashah, various holidays. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.